like to use your scout and move this turn.
Yes,
thank you.
I'd have been like, what's it worth to you? How much are you going to pay me?
Yeah, that's because you're just a mercenary at heart.
Oh, great. Now you're flooding as you go.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Hey, Uber.
Wait, what? No! Oh, hi, Dan.
Oh, no. Dan found him.
Yes, yes, you did.
Wow, you were way the fuck over there.
And you're, but no, you're with the way fuck over there.
No, you.
No, I'm
no you.
No, you.
No, you.
Mom.
Your mom.
Come on,
nice
lady. Complete the sequence.
All right, if I'm way the fuck over here, then you're way, way the fuck over there.
No, you're way the fuck over here, and I'm way the fuck over there.
Negative. This does not help me find Dan.
Holy crap, that was loud.
That was...
Gross yeast. Hey, sweet.
Oh, Polynesia built the Terracotta Army. Oh, Graham, what are you going to do?
He only has Maori warriors.
And I was going to say, what's got two scouts now? Scary.
Boopy.
Please don't.
That was good.
Hey, Blower.
Yes.
Do you know about the mountain on the river, and there's some cotton on the river and some wheat on the river, essentially southeast of Stockholm? Do you know about that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Would you be okay if I settle... Do you know where my capital is? Actually, I don't think you do.
I see a very little bit of border, and I was very disappointed because I was actually about to drop a city to claim the cotton and sheep, but then I realized, oh, shit, I am next to a human. Like, yeah, they put us like, right next to each other. That sucks.
Yeah. Are you all right if I settle this... It's a floodplains, desert, river tile that's from Stockholm. Go 1, 2, 3 hexes to the south, and then 1, 2, 3 hexes over to the east. And that's the hex I'm talking about.
So you mean 4 to the east?
One, 2.
See what you're doing. You're doing it kind of southeast. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that okay?
That's roughly where I was going to do mine, but yeah, that would be kind of an insulting if I dropped it there. If you got it, then you got it.
Okay, because I'm also the Inca, so I'm thinking, ooh, terrace farms.
Yeah,
grab.
All these hills and the mountains. I'm like, oh, the mountains.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that I can find... I'm going to drop a city that I know is going to kind of suck because I want to have access to 2 incense tiles and silver. But it's probably not going to be very good because it's going to be surrounded by deserts.
Ooh, an unescorted set... Oh, shit, no, it's got settlers. Oh.
Fuzzy's been quiet again.
Yeah, he has. He's been plotting
definitely
our downfall.
Quiet?
Yeah.
Not that quiet, I suppose.
Fuzzy's in your neck of the map.
Quiet. I don't know. I don't know where anybody is.
What
I have an island.
What AIs have you met?
None.
Oh, that doesn't help me.
Yeah, sorry, I'll fuck off now.
You knew that.
Thank you.
Poser.
What are you doing with your settler over here on my land?
He's traveling across your land to get over to Korea's land, where he's going to settle at Cerro de Pasi. And then I've left that settler with gems, iron, marble, and buffalo next to.
Oh, I thought Kuala Lumpur was scared of me. I thought it was... Oh, orange. Oh, no, Mombasa is scared of me again. Yes!
What?
125 gold, thank you!
First down, I have to find the one city state that'll give him money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving me workers.
I do that, too.
Look, I don't have more than 240,000 stolen gold in this game for nothing.
Yeah.
You
too.
Bastard.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Chris. Hey, Mackie, even though the spelling is missing a letter, I do approve of your second city name.
I didn't know that.
What is it?
Mackie says the name without the A is Brest.
It's a port in France. Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, I lived in Brest.
In between two right now.
Yeah.
And you liked it.
Thanks for the 175 gold, Samarkand.
Declare war.
All city-state gold is mine, by the way.
Oh, so did you take all my gold? I didn't even read it.
That's a good strategy.
I'll take advantage of the poor guy under.
I have a fair price for it, the equivalent of 7 gold per turn for a luxury.
In quick speed, it's 5 gold per turn.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to be much of a threat to anybody in this game, I don't think.
It's going to be a little embarrassing here, but temporarily, damn, a city-state's going to capture one of my cities. Oh, my God.
Whoa, somebody screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's a thing. An unidentified spy stole secrets of masonry from me.
Look, I think the record
that's
is
impressive.
I stole optics from somebody.
That is really impressive.
I stole, like, optics and sailing from somebody once, because it didn't need them.
Well, if it's just land, yeah. If it's land map, sailing makes sense. But the masonry?
Yeah, I'm sending over at least the cavalry to try and help out. Did someone want Biblos taken?
I'll take it next turn.
Okay. Figured if while I'm here, I can capture it for you if you'd like.
Oh, and then give it to me? Sure. I'll do that. I'll deal. Yeah, that sounds fine.
Capture the other city he's going to take and then, yeah, keep it.
No.
Ole.
If we play. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
NER? Can I get Biblos?
Oh, sorry. I gave it to Assyria first.
Oh, what? What? I was bombarding it this whole time.
You know,
I'm not
going to
give it to you.
A lot of turn pass for that kind of thing.
I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to get all my composite bows upgraded to crossbowmen, but I'm like, man, this is taking a long time, even with trade routes to Babylon, all my expenses, etc. I'm only making 6 gold a turn, so I'm like, how can I possibly get a whole bunch of gold boost? Well, I noticed Riga has a lot of improvements, so what I'll do is I'll move units on top of the improvements, declare war, pillage, peace! Oh, look at the extra canani boost! Why haven't I thought of this before? Shit!
Yes, you...
I've done that before. You did? Really?
Yep, I've never thought of this before.
Dan, you've gone over to the dark side.
You know what's completely awesome? Not only did the city-state take my city, but they raised it to the fucking ground. So,
holy crap.
That's it?
Yay. GG. Oh, you just had to take it back, didn't you?
Of course I did.
I knew that was going to happen. Aw, oh, come on. You don't even have a religion, for fuck's sake.
What? I was going aw because I'm only 5 turns away from the Renaissance.
Renaissance!
Thanks for interrupting that.
All right.
And Citadel bomb Mount Sinai from the Shoshone, and I just Citadel bomb Mount Sinai back.
Do you have more generals to waste?
No, well, it's the
end
of the game. So.
No, it's the end of the game. It's also the boss turn. All right. Well, I win.
So Dan got the highest score.
Yep.
I was second.
I was 1 turn away from a 1 or 2, and a couple turns away from settling another city because I thought, damn, I don't want someone to catch me in the score.
I was 1 turn away from the Great Wall.
I'm 1 turn away from the Great Wall.
Oh, my God.
Who's
going
to get it? Go to the next turn. Who gets
I think
it?
We need to roll over the turn.
Yeah, let's
to
find
see.
Out.
All right, let's find
out.
Because I'm the host?
Yes.
It should be in Civ 4, whoever the greatest overflow is. Well, let's find out. We'll just roll
okay, let's
over.
Find out.
Let's find out. Let's prove this. I mean, it doesn't necessarily prove it, but...
Okay, make sure you give it
nothing.
The
you got it. All right, let's go one more turn so I can increase my score some more by selling city. No.
No.
But Dan decides he wants the Great Wall, no one is going to stop him.
Except the AI.
New. No. No.
Report dates in range December 2014 to May 2015. Civilization 3 Clips copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 and 5 Take 2 Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.